This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Tuesday edition of the Midwest Digest is being brought to you by Brandt. I'll have today's stories coming right up. It sure is a competitive business you are in, farmers, and you need every advantage you can get if you want to lead the field, which is why more and more farmers across America are entrusting their crop handling to Brandt. Brandt has earned a superb reputation on the Canadian prairies. Now they've set up shop right in the heart of the U.S. Corn Belt, turning out made in the USA swing-away augers and other products designed specifically for corn and soybean growers in the U.S. from a plant in Bloomington, Illinois. Brandt's full line of augers, belts, carts, and vacs is designed to help you get the job done faster every time and is supported by a network of strong dealers across the United States. You can get the story firsthand at Husker Harvest Days at Grand Island next week, Tuesday through Thursday. They'll be waiting there to see you at Lot 718. Wannabe number one producers, well, get yourself some worry-free performance from Brandt and lead the field. First today from This Week in Agribusiness, what is all of this rain across the heartland doing to the crops? Well, it remains to be seen if the crops will get smaller, but the flooding we've seen in farm fields, though the crops are nearly mature, can't be helpful. And then there's that fungus. There's quite a buzz across the countryside about this fungus in plants. It can be found in trees, and it's being found in corn stalks, tar spot, it is called. It could make the harvest of the crop for some a little bit painful this year. Tar spot was first found in the Illinois-Indiana region about 3 years ago, and one symptom of the fungus is that the corn stalks can become quite brittle. They can easily be shoved over by the wind. Then, my farmer friends in the social media are already documenting some apparently severe cases of tar spot in southern Wisconsin and northern Illinois. Those environmental protesters just aren't giving up, even though it appears the Dakota Access Pipeline will go through despite them. Two dozen of the protesters are making their way along the road in Iowa, Des Moines to Fort Dodge, fighting that pipeline being built from northwest North Dakota to southern Illinois. They say it would break, perhaps, and if it did, it would poison water. The protesters also say this pipeline is desecrating sacred sites of Native Americans. 100 years ago today in Tulsa, Oklahoma, legendary radio commentator Paul Harvey was born. He lived to be 90, spending some 60 of those years anchoring his broadcasts from Chicago. Paul outlived his beloved wife Angel by only a little more than a year, and the two were laid to rest in a cemetery near Chicago. Paul's legacy lives on at farm meetings, as his famous reading, "So God Made a Farmer," continues to be played at many of those meetings. That was the recording of a speech he gave to the FFA organization 40 years ago, and it was made into that Ram Trucks commercial for the Super Bowl in 2014. I was always appreciative when Paul Harvey quoted me on his broadcast, as he did maybe a dozen times, because I then heard from people I knew all over the country. Paul was famous for many quotes, but this one I especially like. He said, "In times like these, it helps to recall that there have always been times like these." That's today's Midwest Digest. For Brandt, I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.